This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen this week as far as power, and I know one thing for sure. We are going to be at the Winchester Mystery House for our live Halloween broadcast this Thursday. That would be October 31st, also known as Halloween. 6 to 9 in the morning.
Big party.
Yeah, oh my God.
We're going off, you guys.
Forget all your troubles. Come on out.
If we know how to do one thing.
I'd throw a party. We do know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Come in costume. You'll have a chance at lots of prizes. We're going to cycle audience through there. It's a pretty small, or I shouldn't say a small room, but we're only going to be able to fit a few people in there at a time, so we'll rotate people out, so we'll do more than one costume contest, which will be fun. And breakfast will be provided by the Organic Coolwell Supplies Last, which is exciting. Psycho Donuts is dropping off some donuts. Those are delicious. We'll have a little breakfast for you. Have some hot coffee. Can't wait to get a hot coffee. I mean, there is nothing worse than drinking cold black coffee. God, please.
I bought a cold one on the way in today.
Well, you drink black coffee, so you're used to it. I don't really do that. I like to put a little milk in there.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I'm not used to it.
We boiled water yesterday to make coffee during our blackout.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I had to take Anita to work. She's like, I think I left the stove on. I'm like, oh, my God.
So, did it turn out she did?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She did. Oh, because no. We're not used to it. Everything's out of order.
Yeah.
Walk the dog. We're late.
Dude.
Late for work.
That's it. Our little dumb routines are all upset.
I know.
And at least we've got our trust me, I don't want to sound like some Mother Teresa, but damn it, people over there are losing. They're running. They're literally packing their crap up.
I know,
and running for their lives. So
boohoo for us.
Yeah, right. So I feel blessed, except for I almost set my entire neighborhood on fire.
Right.
I would have been the cause of that, right?
Right. Well, I mean, the thing that's sort of ironic about it is that a lot of house fires are caused by stove events or
candles.
By candles.
Right, I know.
And what are you using? I mean, we're actually lucky it's not that cold out, you know? People aren't burning things to stay warm. Oh man, I just want everyone's life to go back to
last
normal.
Night walking back to the apartment from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the water was cold. I'm not trying to say it. I didn't feel it. I could feel it. It's cold, but still walking back, it was so warm and dry. Mm. It was like I wasn't even goosebumping.
Oh. Yeah, it's
coming out
just
of the ocean
unusual.
And walking back, we're just I'm already dry.
It's the end of October. It's like unusually warm and dry. It's hot during the day. All right, let's see. Do I have a sponsor? No. Here we go. Let's talk about other people. this is funny. This story says, that loud, repetitive booming you heard a few nights ago was Lori Loughlin kicking herself over and over and over again. They're talking about that she and her husband, that Massimo Giuliani, mm-hmm. or Giuli guy, I don't know if this is true, but they could be looking at years. They just keep piling charges on top of these... other charge, just charge on top of charge, bribery and conspiracy and all these, you know, things that they did to get their kids into college. And because they haven't pled guilty to them yet,
they're continuing.
The prosecution's getting mad. Like, come on, man, own it. And, you know, Felicity Huffman, she's done. I mean, she's got 250 hours of community service to do, but by and large, she got out on Friday.
She hasn't had a good time by any stretch of the imagination, though. These two, they are making it worse for themselves. Mm. And
they say they could get years in prison, which seems incredible.
I'm sure when this all first happened, she somewhere in her head thought, this won't go that badly.
Yeah.
How could it?
How could it? I'm Lori Loughlin.
And then,
sake.
You know, her career is
uh-huh.
over.
Uh-huh.
Right? It is. I mean.
Well, she lost that plum gig at the Hallmark Channel. I mean. Or Lifetime or whatever
it was.
She was the star of every movie.
I once fought a red light ticket or a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
It was like $500. after I lost it, because I was guilty, it was like $1,300. It was like $1,300
to defend yourself. And the...
Well, they're like, you could take this now and do traffic school and, you know, pay like a $400 or $500 fine. I'm like, no, but wait, the guy next to me was going just fast, and, you know, maybe you got him on the radar, and I lost, and because of that, I got like 3 times the penalty. You know.
Oh, boy. Well, sometimes it is best just to fess up and take your punishment. Take your medicine. Well,
Gianulli.
Yeah. Gianulli. Massimo Gianulli.
That
Gianulli.
Guy.
So Felicity Huffman walked out of prison on Friday. She served about 11 days of her already light 2-week sentence. She went on to serve the remainder of her time on October 15th. They counted the day that she got arrested, even though it only took a couple hours at the police station. They count that as one day. So she was only going to do 13 days, and then she got a couple more days off. I guess that this place, it's a federal joint in Dublin.
Oh.
Where she was incarcerated. Yeah, that's right. That's where she was incarcerated. They let low-security inmates who are scheduled for a weekend release get out on Fridays. They just feel like that's easier to process. We get them done. We can keep our light weekend schedule. So she got sprung. In addition to doing minimal time, she was also hit with a minimal fine of $30,000. And she's got 250 hours of community service to do, which hopefully isn't like acting sad classes. She admitted guilt, apologized, took a deal almost immediately after being implicated in the college admissions scandal. Meanwhile, Laughlin and her husband are fighting the good fight. Could cost them a couple
Look,
of years.
I believe, and I could be wrong, and maybe everyone's got a different opinion, but for like Felicity, she's a famous person.
Mm.
There's a price that she paid that some people don't know about.
Right.
Like, she's bum, man. She, everywhere she goes, people are, like, if you did that in your own personal life and you're not known, you could at the least go to the grocery store and not
no
be feeling
one, right.
like everyone's
Knows
middle fingering you, you
right.
know?
How dare you? My kid couldn't get in there, and you're using your wealth and position.
I'm not excusing her.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no.
saying that she's certainly someone
There's
who...
a punishment already involved there mm-hmm. without her even being officially punished.
Right.
Yeah, it's... it does make you think, though, like, what is Lori Loughlin and that husband of hers? What is going to happen? Is it wrong? I am so interested to see what the outcome of this whole thing is. Like, are they going to get years in those people in prison?
I'm telling you, it's weird because I did think there's a lawyer behind this.
Sure.
Someone who's saying, we can win this. We mm-hmm. can beat this.
Yeah.
And maybe they can.
Maybe.
Maybe the guy actually knows how he's going to get him out of it.
Right.
I don't know. And if he does, are they, what? She can go right back to work? No.
No. Well, luckily,
but at
they
least
have...
they're not doing time or paying some, you know,
right.
exorbitant.
Well, though, yeah, I mean, if they
penalty,
I wonder what their fine will be. I wonder what their jail time will be. I wonder, you know, what will happen beyond that. I don't think they're ever going to be destitute. I mean, the guy's got like $60 or $70 million, doesn't he?
88.
Oh, they're worth
$88 million. Well, combined
$88 million. Oh.
Look, Massimo. What I know of that dude is he started as a volleyball. He made volleyball clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Massimo,
yeah,
in Orange County, and that was like in the surf industry. There at one time there was sort of a volleyball branch almost huh. because it had gotten so big so fast. He made volleyball clothes. What he did though, I mean, the designer thing. All right, if you say so.
I can design a T-shirt too.
Mesh underwear and a pair of short shorts.
Hot.
Whatever you say, guy. Anyway, the point is he sold the. To Target and made bank and good on him.
Yep.
That he sold his whole name though. So it's like
he did it. There's a Massimo line.
And it's Target.
I have Massimo t-shirts at my house.
They own it.
Right. Well, he owns the money they gave him.
Right.
Now he owns this whole scandal and we'll see what happens.
The report says of the 88, 80 is his.
How could she not have?
She's not Becky
is,
from
I know.
Full House.
This is from Forbes.
What?
Could
she
have had that bad of a deal?
It doesn't seem possible. That show was
on forever. I mean,
$8 million
is good money.
Well, it's not good
I'd
money
love
if
to
you're
have
Lori Loughlin.
But
seems like she should be much richer than that.
That well, what do these
I don't
websites
know.
Know?
Well, who knows what they know? I mean, it's true. You can look at 5 different sources and see 5 completely different net worths. Who knows? That's crazy, though. That doesn't
she
seem...
She is so poor.
Oh, my God. She's poor. She only has $8 million. She married well. Anyway, who knows what'll happen to them. Whatever. Hope their house doesn't burn down. Hope nobody's house burns down. Let's see here. Joker, the movie.
God, I keep hearing it was so good.
Yeah, that's one I'll have to see at some point. It is now the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. Deadpool 2 is second with 785, followed by Deadpool with 783 million. Domestically, Joker's only made $277 million in 4 weeks. It made another $18 million over the weekend. Back in first place, people are loving Joker. But it is $849 million worldwide. So congratulations. The highest grossing R-rated movie. I thought like The Hangover was right up there in highest grossing R-rated movies. Maybe at one point. I mean, Deadpool was after The Hangover, I believe. In second place was Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. That made $18 million, and it's made about $65 million in 2 weeks. Then The Addams Family, Zombieland 2, Double Tap. That's made $47 million in 2 weeks. That's a movie. That's of all these movies, that's one I want to see. I loved the first Zombieland so much. New movies in fifth place and sixth place. In fifth is something called Countdown, and sixth, Black and Blue. $9 million and $8.3
million. Hangover's at 19 on this list here I'm looking at. This is only
what are the other? Give me some of the other top ones.
Joker, like you said, number one on this list.
Yeah.
Hangover 2 is at number 8. Oh. The Passion of Christ, 7. 6, Logan, which was badass.
Logan was good.
5. Which one was Logan?
Logan is Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Oh, right.
With a little girl. Right. That's a little mini version of Wolverine.
That's right. Like the story of her beginnings, right? She's the new Wolverine or something?
Mm-hmm. She starts off, she doesn't speak very much English, it seems, in that movie. But it was pretty cool. It is number 5.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And number 4 is The Matrix Reloaded.
Wow.
3 and 2 are Deadpool. Deadpool 1.
Yeah, Deadpool 2. Cool.
I have no recollection of Matrix. I mean, I know the blue, red pill, but
I don't even remember that. I remember Keanu Reeves is in it. Lawrence Fishburne, I think, is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mr. Smith character, right. Agent Smith, whatever his name was. We looked up his name the other day. I can't recall.
But I honestly don't know how they got 3 movies out of that. Like, I don't.
Well, and they're going to do a 4th one now, they're saying. People love it. I remember just being confused by it. But I'm confused by a lot of things. let's see. The only other new thing in the top 10 is at number 9, something called The Current War Director's Cut. $2.7 million. I don't know.
Hugo Weaving.
Oh, that's his name. That's right. Mm-hmm. How can I not remember that? Hugo Weaving. Yeah, I'm not even doing this story. It's freaking stupid.
Wow.
Apparently, Elmo the puppet. Elmo. He has a talk show.
No, he does.
He does. And he's not the only puppet with a talk show. There's a new talk show that's coming to Disney Plus. They're teaming up with the Jim Henson Company for something called Earth to Ned. It's a half-hour show where an alien named Ned and his lieutenant Cornelius interview celebrities. So the premise of the show is that Ned and Cornelius have been sent to Earth to scout us out for an eventual invasion, but instead they become obsessed with pop culture and they end up as talk show hosts. So the guests will be actual humans, and then these two are aliens who are, you know, Disney Plus. It's, I think, November 12th.
It looks killer. The show they're advertising, the Marmaluke...
Marmaduke?
Marmaset?
What are you talking about? Oh, The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian is it!
I'm like, what are the shows that are going to be on Disney Plus? That's a Star Wars spinoff.
It looks really good.
You said it was a Boba Fett thing it looked like
to you? I thought it was, but someone wrote in and said it's not. Whatever it is, it looks like a movie. It looks that good.
Right.
And apparently it's a series. You want to know what is also coming out?
What's that?
HBO. I just saw the ad last night. Did you read the book by Stephen King called The Outsider?
Yeah.
That's going to be a series on HBO starring, I think, what is his name? It's the guy from Arrested Development and Ozark. Jason Bateman.
Oh.
He's starring in it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The Outsider.
Yeah.
And I couldn't liked figure the book. Out. Well, the book is long and it's got a lot of layers. And I thought, oh, if they make it a movie, it's going to be ruined.
Well, I hope that it'll be. Man, they. Do you remember The Dome?
Mm-hmm.
They did a TV show of that, and it was like just from the first 5 minutes, I'm like, well, I'm not watching this.
Right. Ruined.
This thing sucks.
Over.
So. If I, let's hope they don't ruin it. God, people, why can't you just take the good idea that someone has and just go with that? Why
you know
do you have
why?
To
because there's too many layers in a book, and they find themselves editing
and having
chopping
to simplify.
And editing and chopping to get it down. And then they, you know, through their process, it probably makes sense. If you sit down from book to show,
forget it.
What happened?
I know. I get annoyed by that. It's like Ready Player One. Just
ruined.
Please stop it. Please don't.
I like that movie.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
The Elmo talk show is coming out next year, I think.
Elmo has a talk show.
On demand.
Hey, kids. It's going to be really fun. Oh, man. My voice is just
take it easy.
Ragged from the weekend.
You're all right.
Well, and the smoke, probably. You know.
Well, I'm telling you, the smoke in the city is. I mean, we were catching a whiff of it here and there over the weekend. But, man, in the city, it's just like, holy cow.
It's heavy.
It is. Heavy at your house, too?
Not as bad as here. It was heavy, and I could feel it on my eyes and in my throat. But here, pulling in just now, awful.
The wind is not happening right at this moment, but did you notice when you pulled in, like, there's a loaf of bread?
Yeah, a loaf of bread
and a sweater?
And a shirt of some sort. I took a picture of it.
I'm going to guess that someone tried to camp down there, and then someone got chased out of there.
Yeah, they left their shirt behind. That's too bad. And their loaf of bread.
Easy come, easy go, right?
Somebody should eat that bread. I mean, that's good, solid bread right there.
Oh, somebody can.
Loaf of white.
There it is. See that? On the way in, I took a picture.
That's nice. Post that up.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It'll be up on.
Sure. Put that up on Brinny Boy.
B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. I'm glad security took care of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for anyone who gets kicked out of wherever they're camping. I don't want to hit them, of course. You know, it's a pretty narrow little turn, but I was sort of. Imagining that shirt had blown through the hole. But I guess how would the loaf of bread have blown there?
Yeah, but if they hadn't gotten that person or people out of there, then you would have pulled in and been like, reverse.
Right, I'll park on the street. I don't want to let anybody in the building on accident.
We got problems. Help me out.
But every time I think about people parking down there, I remember that one day we pulled in and there was just someone had just fouled the wall.
Poo, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like they had leaned against the wall and just pooped down it.
It wasn't even just on the floor. It was like
a streak
on the wall.
You could tell how tall they were. I mean, the whole thing. That was just, and it was there. I was like, oh,
days.
God, who has to clean that? That's terrible. Oh, whose job is that? I'm so glad it's not mine. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's going to be a great day, right? I mean, couldn't it be? It'll be an unusual day. But you'll have an adventure and hopefully come out of it all right on the other
side.
Look
on the bright side.
Yeah.
Your fridge needed cleaning anyway.
Yes. Clean your fridge out. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
It's over for you in 38 seconds.
What?
It's over for you in 30. You got 38 seconds.
I want more.
You don't have it.
But I have to do stuff.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Well, you know, it's Monday. Not that happy of a Monday. Either you're kicked out of your house or your power's out or you're scared that it's going to be. Still, it's Monday. You know, it's a day. What do you say? If you're breathing, you're wealthy. Woo! We're breathing, people. Smell that smoke.
I was just about to say that.
Good times. Good times, people. All right, you know what? Let's find out what else is happening in the world. I'm sure it's all good news. Here we go.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. This company has an app. It's called Radio.com. You go and you get the app, and then you put on this radio show, and you can listen to it anywhere you go.
And all the podcasts for our radio show are
there,
too.
Maybe you're going to vacation in Vietnam.
Sure. You could go there and take us with you.
Right.
I was absolutely on Radio.com in Vietnam.
Of course you were.
Worked over there? That's good. Of course it did. $1 billion app.
Duh. Yeah.
Hello.
Question the app.
Why would I do that?
Right in the middle of a commercial
Can't
for the
it,
app.
Right. It's, you know, just making sure.
Dirt, George. Anyway, radio.com, please get one. Or it. Whatever.
Get one now. They're free.
Right.
Just pick one up wherever radio.com is sold.
Okay, so by now you know that there is a wind event happening.
Yes. Yes.
If you're just joining us, we've already spent some time
bitching
and moaning about our power outages. And that looks likely to continue. So with the strong winds,
about it, true. Yeah.
Our power went out in my area on Saturday night. It sounds like your area
too,
as well.
Yeah.
They
like
say here
the
that wind can continue through Wednesday, meaning the power may just remain out for some of people, or you'll get it back and then lose it again. So however that goes, it looks like this will continue through the week.
I would like them to give me it back just for a little while. I'd rather get it back for a little while and then have it go away again than just keep it.
They say they're currently monitoring a new potentially widespread strong and dry wind event that may begin in Northern California on Tuesday morning and continue through Wednesday. So whether that means
so we may
back
get it
today, gone again Tuesday, or out straight through,
yeah.
Either way.
Just flip it back on. Come on.
Yeah. Flip it.
Come on, let's put that back on.
All right.
Just for a minute, man. Just give me a little hit.
Come and then
on.
You'll be good.
I can make it through Tuesday and Wednesday if you just give me a little today. Come on.
For those of you without power, Niners won.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's happening
Huge
at my... So we went over to our little apartment.
Yeah.
I still do that. I'm a married guy. Our... Right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that is true. You break up, that's half hers.
Anyway, we went over to our little apartment, and we had football. So because that was part of the thing.
Oh,
I'm
the
like,
kids
I
must have loved that.
Well,
right?
That wasn't.
Sure.
You go take your nap. I gotta.
So did you stay at your regular house on Saturday night and then
yeah.
head over?
Mm-hmm. But the next day we just sort of.
Let's go take showers.
Took our time, thought about it.
Fridge.
Whether we stay there or just spend the day there, we'll take it as it comes. And that's sort of how the Sunday went. Anyway, the Niners were on. I don't know if anybody else had this happen to them. We were screwing with the remote. Like, what is good? Baby, touch the remote. We were going in and out of Spanish.
Oh.
The whole game.
It just kept cycling back and forth?
It would come on to get the main broadcast. And look, I love our Mexican friends. I love Spanish. Like, I've grown up with it.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be prejudiced, but I don't understand it
right.
at that speed. And it needs to be about basics, like cerveza or cabeza or, you know, hola.
Sure.
Como estás? Like, I need the simple stuff.
Como se llama? Usted.
Bienvenidos,
mis amigos. At speed, as if it were slower,
right.
You get it right.
Well, if he was slower, he could pick some of it up.
Maybe, here and there. Anyway, the point is, they would start with the, and then it would, it's like someone was flipping a switch.
Oh, boy.
And we were catching the Spanish broadcast. Mm. Anybody? Anyway.
Nope. But what a win.
What a win.
51-13.
Yeah, something like that.
I got
yeah.
the whole report last night on all the games, you know.
It was a solid win because there were absolutely some people thinking that we may have
sure.
met our match now.
Well, listen, there's only two teams undefeated right now.
Yeah.
My Pats, your 49ers.
Right. Your Pats.
Oh, you don't want them, do you? I'm keeping them. Husband runs that team, apparently.
Apparently.
Couldn't miss the game. I had to spend the whole day in San Francisco checking it out.
Good for him and your brother, too.
Oh, what fun.
So they both went.
Oh, yeah.
And they love it.
Yes.
Well, they used to, like, talk about the Pats
every
via telephone.
Single day on
now
the phone
Now they can
for
do it
hour.
In person.
Now they have each other to... I haven't had to watch a football game in this whole season or last season.
Had to?
Well, you know, I would... Go with John. John liked it when I watched with him because he would tell me, break it all down, tell me all that. I'd be like, uh-huh. Oh, my God. So interesting. Keep going. Tell me more. You just need someone to talk to, You know, guys need
it's
that.
More than that, though. I've watched a little bit with them before, and it's not just talking about the game. It's breaking it down. It's stopping it, pausing it, rewinding it, watching it over and over.
I don't understand.
Let's break this whole thing down. Dissecting it. Yeah. It's true. So I would sit there and be there for him. I'd be
even
his
I was bored. And I love watching football. I was like, oh my God, dude, really?
Are we really getting this deep into it? Well, you know.
All right, Dad, off to bed.
Yeah. Many
hey, I gotta
people
go to sleep
do.
Now.
And look, you hear it. People call in with their rules. You can't like them if you like them. Mm-hmm. I can't. What? Who are you?
Yeah. You don't get to tell
me. Who
are
you? But people are into it.
Yes,
so
they are.
There's that. Your husband loves it, and his paths are whatever.
Dominating.
Doing well against
just like the Niners.
Teams.
Look at the Niners. Killing it.
The Nats are collapsing, by the way, as far as the World Series goes. The Astros are now up 3-2.
The whole weekend went by and I went, what? The Nats aren't ahead anymore?
Things shifted.
Well, they must win those last two.
In 38 seconds.
Oh, no. What's
all
happening?
Your hard work is torched.
Why? What are you talking about?
Oh, I shouldn't
about?
Use that term.
Yeah, don't
I'm
use
so
that.
Sorry.
Please take it back.
In 38 seconds, it takes 38 seconds for someone to dismiss all your hard work. There, I didn't use the torch. Well, I'll tell you what I mean, but I wanted to get that torched word out of there. I mean, it's really, come on, man. What am I doing? Anyway, someone walks into your home, and in 38 seconds, they've judged you based on your home.
Oh, you mean what? So you're saying a visitor comes in, like takes a whiff, looks around at the disarray.
The top of the list is what does your house smell like?
Well, you don't know. It's something you should ask. You should have a stranger say, stand out the front and say, listen, I want you to come in. I want you to give me a smell assessment.
I agree.
Yeah. Why not, right?
Well, because we all have, especially if you end up in a family where you all get used to it.
Yep.
And I've definitely gone over to people's houses and been like, am I the only one? I think I'm the only one.
Well, people cook with certain spices, or they've got a cat, or they've got...
Yeah, the pets are huge.
The pet smell is real.
I was going to say the pets. Depending on, you can tell if like they wash their pets or not, and because it just lingers.
Yeah. Well, in litter boxes, nothing smells quite like a litter box. It's good times. Stinky dog smell. People don't notice it.
Except when Nicole's dog.
Oh,
what's happening with the dog you found?
The owner followed our trail from like posting on Facebook to looking us up on calling the pet store that my sister works at and then going to the police and he got all the contact info. His name's Jackson.
Jackson.
The dog was named Jackson.
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 Yeah, Jackson. And so the owner was really relieved and grateful that he was cared for the night. And I guess he was looking for it all night, but we just
We're missing each other.
Right. Yeah, we're missing each other.
What'd you get? $50?
No, he offered to pay, and I said no, it was okay.
That's
You're
sweet.
You're so nice.
Yeah. You are a good person.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Hopefully good karma comes my way.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, no good deed goes unpunished. I'm sure your punishment is on its way.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Here's how they judge you. The smell, the temperature.
Oh.
Whether or not the carpets have been vacuumed.
Mm.
And that has more to do with, sure, you need to vacuum them, but it's also the color you picked. Did you pick a dark carpet? Are you nuts?
Everything shows up on it.
Dark floors. What's when I had my dog Willa, she was blonde and lost hair like crazy.
So you got
and
blonde
forever,
carpets.
Forever, I could not wear black.
Yeah,
I just couldn't. The whole life of that dog, if I put on black, then I was the guy that had you could see
dog hair. That's same.
I live in dog hair.
Our dog was a lab. He was a black lab. And years later, we were still finding his hairs and stuff.
So it's partly
Bruno.
About the color of carpet you pick, but you need to keep them vacuumed.
Sure you do.
And people are looking at you.
Especially if you have pets. Come on.
How comfortable is your furniture? Are there dirty dishes in the sink? Dirty windows?
Oh, I don't even notice my windows until someone cleans them. Someone. My housekeeper. I'm not doing it.
Is there a book? Any books on display? Any books around this house?
Oh, my God. I have a million.
Me too.
My books are just everywhere. It's a mess, actually. Books are cluttery looking, especially when you start stacking them on stuff.
Yeah, but I also think I love reading. Mm. And now that we've got kids coming up, my kid's a kindergartner and she can read.
That's great.
I don't think I could read in kindergarten.
No, I don't remember being taught to read until at least, like, I mean, I think you learned to write your name in kindergarten. But the kids these days, the stuff they see on TV gives them a total base for it. You know, they're reading full-on kid books by kindergarten.
I just don't even think that our parents were pushed to think about it.
Yeah.
Like, now everyone's going, yeah, how quick can you get your kids up to speed and ready for school? In preschool. Right.
Make this happen.
Whether the furniture looks worn out, the color of the walls, and how dusty your house is, in 38 seconds, people, whether they do it consciously or unconsciously, are checking your house out.
Oh, I for
and
sure
have decided.
Walk into someone's house, and I am making judgments. There's no question. Well, everyone does. Especially, I mean, and listen, if I walk in and smell, ooh, your house has a certain smell, then I'm really looking around. You know, what else is wrong here?
When you guys go trick-or-treating, like, with your kids, and you're standing at the front door and they open it and you get a whiff of their smell, like what they're cooking for dinner or something like that. That's what I always notice
sure,
as a kid.
I guess I've noticed that. Oh, you're saying when you were a kid trick-or-treating doing that.
Yeah, because I was hungry. But I'm like, oh, what's for dinner? Like,
what are you guys having? Are you making chili?
But that's what I noticed, too.
I hope John makes a big pot of chili for Halloween.
One of my little boyfriends when I was a kid. That came out weird, but he was Korean, and their house always had the strongest food smell, and I wouldn't know anything of it.
Probably kimchi.
I don't know. I just know that I used to be like, and of course, at the time, I ate like the plainest foods in the world. So
Your ale smells spicy.
Makes my eyes burn. You're killing me.
But everybody has a smell to their house. You can't smell it. And it's not necessarily even unpleasant. It's just different from what your house smells
right.
like. 38 seconds. That's all you got, people. You know, I say don't invite anybody in. Say, hey.
There you go.
Let's just talk out front.
Gather in the front door area here.
I'm pretty antisocial, though, so I'm fine
This
with
is
that.
New meaning to the word knocking the bleep out of you.
Oh. Oh, so you chose not to say that word.
Well, you're trying to get me in trouble.
What?
There's a 30-year-old guy named Logan Baker in Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley.
He works at a company called Freedom Drilling Services. The company was holding a safety meeting last week, and for some reason, Logan got into an argument with a coworker during the meeting. Probably like something like, would you quit asking questions? We're trying to get out of here. Yeah. You and your questions.
I know. Who are those people? It's like, what are you trying to prolong
this? If you're so smart, you'd already understand. We all already understand. So what are you...
Right. Work at a drill company, for God's sake. How many questions can you have?
I think I just heard, what's her name?
Who, Calamity Jane?
Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you that if you work at a drilling company, you might have more on your mind than drills?
Afterward, the coworker went to the bathroom to download, and Logan followed him in.
Oh, boy.
Busted into the stall and punched him in the face while he was sitting on the toilet, going number two. Knocked the you-know-what out of him.
Literally.
That's why I thought it was important that I say it.
Yeah.
But then I realized, you're just tricking me. You're going to get me in trouble. I'm going to end up in the boss's office or worse.
Hmm.
Not in the boss's office. Well,
right. He's just out on the street. Locked out.
Key card. Open. What?
Why isn't this thing working?
Anyway, Logan was arrested for felony assault. He's looking at 6 years in prison for knocking a guy in the head while he was on the toilet.
Well, that does seem...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was scary.
Was it? What was that from?
That's from Friday.
Yeah, I just saw that.
After Debo knocks him out, he stands up and says that. You got
knocked.
Well, he leaves it. Is that the guy that leaves his feet?
Yeah.
He gets
By Debo.
Right.
Big old Debo.
Debo was at the Niner game. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't. I was in and out of the Niners game.
Debo, the guy from Friday, was like at the Niners game, and they were posting
they
pictures
him
of him
the...
all over the place.
I was at a baby shower yesterday. It was funny. It was like
half
the party was on their phones watching the Niners game, though. So I was like looking over. Oh, man, we're killing it.
We are killing
it. I can't make it home by fourth quarter.
Yeah. That's funny. And why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a baby shower, for God's sake. Get me out of here. This isn't girls only.
Was and it wasn't.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Well, you were there, girl? But you might be the only guy.
Yeah, it was Cameron Sitter. No, it was everybody.
I've noticed there are things that happen among friends where people go, oh, man, I was the only guy that showed up. Or I've had the missus text me and be like, man, they're really wishing you were, that so-and-so thought you were coming. Or why would I go to that?
If there wasn't a gun pointed at me.
Not going to that. Miller Lite will give you a free beer for unfollowing them on social media. This is a marketing strategy that I don't really get.
So you unfollow them and you get a free Miller Lite.
They'll give you a free beer if you unfollow them on Facebook or Instagram.
They Why say are they that doing that?
They want people to spend more time with friends and less time staring at their phones. This is their move. The
how many
anti-marketing
people even
move.
Them?
Well, and how many people are going to jump through the hoops to get one free beer?
Yeah, no thanks.
And
I can
it's
afford
a Miller Lite.
I can afford a Miller Lite. Why am I following them anyway? I didn't even want to. I'm going to just get off just on based on principle.
You have to text them a screenshot that proves you're not following them on either Facebook or Instagram, and they'll send you a link. Then you got to go to that link and upload a receipt that shows you bought a Miller Lite at a bar, and then they'll deposit the cost of a beer into your PayPal account. Some of you will do anything for that freebie. There's your news.
That's too much work.
It is way too much work.
That's just, I can't even pay attention to the whole story, let alone jump through all the hoops that go through the whole
thing. By the time you're doing all that, you could have just gone in like a six pack at the store.
Right.
Right.
For the price of a beer in a bar.
Having trouble regulating? What's going on over there?
Yeah.
You all right?
Feeling a little chilly.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Check.
Felicity will be fine in a minute. People have short memories, and the public liked her. Yeah. Remember Jailbird Martha Stewart? I do remember Jailbird Martha Stewart. Do you remember why she was thrown in jail?
Insider trading. She got some...
It wasn't.
What was it?
I just looked it up because I actually wrote insider trading as well. It was conspiracy, obstruction, and lying to the feds.
Oh, wow.
So it was that I'm not going to tell you what I was, the information I was given. I'm not talking. I'm not singing.
Because someone did. She did sell
apparently,
some stock because
she
got a tip.
Right.
And then she just said, no, I didn't. And they said, well, you're going to go to jail.
She's just fine. And she was in for much longer. Happy Monday.
Well, listen, her street cred, you know, has improved from that. I mean, she's friends with Snoop Dogg now, you guys.
She didn't sing.
She didn't. Snitches get stitches.
And she was great on the Justin Bieber roast.
Oh, was she? I didn't know she was on the Justin Bieber
roast.
Yeah,
she's talking about how to make it through prison because he's bound to go to prison. And
oh,
how she made a shank out of whatever. And
oh, my God.
A spoon or something
so
like that.
Funny.
She's really funny.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Martha Stewart's awesome. I actually love her.
Bieber is so in my life in a way that
I can't explain
to you guys. I never thought it would happen, but I was listening to Baby Baby
while driving
down the Highway 1. Taking my kid to the beach. This was another adventure we were on during the power outage.
Uh-huh.
And we're just cranking Baby Baby.
Why wouldn't you?
You got the words wrong, Dad. Because I wouldn't put it on unless I could sing. So she let me sing this time. Normally her thing is like, no singing. Anyway, that's me driving down the highway on the coast singing Baby Baby full blast.
Listen, you're a dad now. Forget cool. It's over. And it ain't never coming back. Accept it. The sooner you accept it, the happier you'll be.
You just made me snot.
Oh, like this. Baby. Come on, Vinny. Oh,
I don't want to.
You said you know all the words. Let's hear it.
I don't know. I actually said that my kid keeps correcting me. It's thought you'd always be mine.
Do it. Thought you'd always be baby. Oh, come on, everybody. Baby.
Speaking
baby,
of knowing the words,
baby,
can you remember
no.
the words to that one song that which you just sang that? What about us?
What about you and me together through
it's actually
the storm?
Nothing like us.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't find it for a minute.
You want to hear something weird? Because I don't actually have Bieber in my record or my music collection. I had to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I put in Bieber Baby. And by the way, it's B-E-I, not B-E-E.
Oh.
If that helps you next time you need to
I've
look it up.
I've seen it written down a few times.
Anyway, I haven't. Anyway, so I find it and I hit play The commercial that plays before Babies, Bieber's Baby, is Selena Gomez's new song.
Oh, funny.
Oh, wow. How funny.
Isn't that weird? It's about him, isn't it?
I think the reason why they're promoting it, because that commercial came on a lot yesterday, is because she filmed that music video on the new iPhone 11. So Apple's promoting that music video.
Oh, so it was an Apple commercial, but also sort of a co-pro for...
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Oh, I thought maybe they just linked it to Bieber because...
Oh, well, for sure.
Probably. I mean, probably that too. Right. But I just noticed that yesterday, like, because my dad was watching the 49er game. And
I didn't have the internet yesterday, so I didn't see any commercials.
Sorry. You were using your phone, though. Didn't you have that?
You know, it wouldn't do anything. Like, first of all, our Wi-Fi obviously was down, and I had, like, a bar.
Well, it's so clear. Look at
she is just
so wonderful. The clarity on that
wonderful.
Image is amazing. Let me go out and buy that phone immediately.
All right. We're going to hear that 100 million
right.
times. We already played that song.
Already.
So
what's coming up in the trash?
Oh, boy, is it that time? It really is.
It's actually late.
Hold on, let me look. I guess I'm going to start with Ben Affleck. It's not good news. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.